Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm joined by Nikki Eason, Chapel Hill High School teacher and cheerleading coach. Nikki, who is a graduate of UNC Greensboro, has been a teacher for 14 years and a coach for 6. As a proud Chapel Hill High School alum, I'm so excited she stopped by for a chat. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Nikki.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you've been a teacher for quite some time. What helps keep you motivated year after year?
I think just the ability that the teaching profession offers to continuously be creative and to also influence the future.
That kind of goes right into the next one. High school is truly such a formative time in our lives. There's a quote from my favorite TV show about high school that says, "The rest of your life is being shaped right now, with the dreams you chase, the choices you make, and the person you decide to be. The rest of your life is a long time, and the rest of your life starts right now." How do you handle the pressure of being such a big part of kids' most influential years?
I think it just comes with the territory. Teaching is a high-stress profession, but it also pays very well. The payoffs are very well, I should say. And I think that the students, when they return, because that's often when they're in adulthood and it then dawns on them how important our relationship was, that definitely keeps me motivated through the times of stress.
Yes. Yeah, so kind of, I guess, the knowledge that you have in the moment that they might not realize how influential and formative this time can be, as long as you stay grounded in that, you know, hopefully they'll eventually come around and realize the lessons that they learned during that time.
Absolutely.
What is something that parents of high schoolers who are listening can do to support them in this upcoming school year?
I think for me, it's something that our district, and I actually heard it before in teaching philosophy, to have a growth mindset about your child, and that often means that in addition to their accomplishments, there will also be falters and there will be fears, and the ability to allow your student to learn from difficult times, even though you often nurture from a nurture standpoint, want to shield them, it's important that they learn through trial and error.
Well, thank you for joining me this week, Nikki. I know our community appreciates your hard work and the hard work all of our local teachers do every day. I hope you enjoy the last few days of your summer, and best of luck with your team this upcoming athletic season. Go Tigers!
Thank you so much.
Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.